let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hello, Randy. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Looking at some of the things that people should be aware of when traveling in 2025, I can't help but think that it's just going to cost us more money.
Oh, it is. And more confusion, I think, more than anything. It's always a hurry up and start event with different programs at times that are said to are going to be launched. But one that did come into effect, and it is actual, it came into effect on January 8th, where Canadians will need an electronic travel authorization called like an ETA to go to the UK. And so they must apply for the ETA before traveling, and they must use the passport they applied on with for their ETA. So it's required for everyone, regardless of how long they're staying in the UK or reasons for travel, including through just simply connecting through a UK airport, because a lot of people do that to go maybe onwards to the rest of Europe or Africa. And it essentially grants permission for travelers to be in the UK as part of the country's mission to modernize its immigration system and strengthen its border. Now, you have to fill out the information on the UK government website or the UK ETA app on their phone, and it requires a photograph and some personal details, including passport information, along with a £10 application fee. You can apply for others, so one member of the family or group can secure visas for the whole party. It says it's supposed to be simple and fast, and you get a decision within 3 working days or sooner. And if, for whatever reason, your ETA application is refused, you're going to need to then apply for a visa instead. So hopefully you're not refused, because it gets, if you've booked and paid for your trip, and you can't really enter the country, that will cause you angst.
Now, is this one of those cases where you have to prove that you have your ETA before you even get on the airplane?
Yes. The airport or airline personnel will ask you for it. And if you don't have it, they'll deny you boarding.
Okay, there's one that we know that we got to do. There's a few, though, that were announced and then kind of delayed, and we don't really know. They're kind of in limbo, it sounds like.
That's it, exactly. And that's the European Union. It's called a European or Travel Information and Authorization System, ETIAS. So it was supposed to be launched in November of last year. It didn't get launched. And now it's 2025, and we expected it to be in place, and it's still not in place. It said mid-2025, but we really don't know that. So if you are going to keep that in the back of your mind that you do have to get one. It does take, I would definitely plan ahead, and as soon as it's released and you're going to go to Europe, take advantage of it and go ahead and get it. So it's a authorization process that will require people from over 60 visa exempt countries, including Canada, the US, to have travel authorizations when entering 30 European countries. So it's similar to the UK's ETA program. It does not replace any existing visa requirements. So if the country already had a visa requirement, you still have to go forth with that. But it's supposed to look to improve security. Now, you can enjoy multiple entries to participating countries for short stays, typically up to 90 days across to 180-day period. It is going to be valid for 3 years, and it will work for 3 years or until the passport that you applied on expires.
I get it.
So, yeah. So you do have to keep that in mind as well. Now, again, it is not launched yet. It hopefully we'll know sooner than later, but it has been delayed a few times.
Well, and now just getting back, because that brings a question to mind with that, the UK ETA, is that a one-time thing each time you go, or is it for a couple of years?
Same thing. It's for a couple of years or until your passport expires.
Well, that's good. So you don't have, once you've applied, then you don't have to keep doing it, right?
No, you don't. And you know, for business people, that works out well if that's, you know, a point of entry that you need to go to the UK many times, or, you know, visiting friends and family as well.
Right. Okay, so now another one that's kind of in limbo is this Mexico cruise fee. They did announce that it was going to start in January, and then they bumped it back, I heard, now to the summer, but who knows?
Right. Yeah, so Canadians planning to go to Mexico should know about this new fee, and it is supposed to be coming in effect till 2025. It was announced in November of last year, and the Mexican government voted to charge, basically it's equivalent of almost $60 Canadian, immigration fee for all passengers on cruises that dock in the country. And there's many places that it docks, like on the East Coast or on the West Coast. So do be aware. Now, I don't know, like, say you book a cruise, if it will be included in the cruise passage, or you'll have to do it separately. So that's still a question that hasn't been totally formalized yet. But again, you know, working with a travel agent, that's part of their role in working with you to get your travel arrangements in a seamless manner, that they'll be on top of that as well.
Now, I thought it was just for cruises into Cancun or the, I guess, Quintana Roo, which would cover Cozumel. I thought it was just for those ports, but it's for any Mexican cruise port, is it?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm reading here, that it's for all passengers on cruises that dock in the country.
Okay.
Well, again, subject to change, right?
Yeah. All right. Anything else that we should know? Anything else that's going to cost us more money?
Potentially it might. So this is the year for 2025. It's the Rome Jubilee. And Italy is a really popular destination for Canadians. It's a motto of the celebration is Pilgrims of Hope. And the Jubilee year will last over the whole year until January 6, 2026. So we're warning clients of how busy it will be, and prices are, you know, maybe reflective of that. Because whenever, you know, companies or businesses or countries see that there might be an influx, the prices will potentially go up.
Yeah,
and also just keep that in mind, because we already know Europe is busy during summer months, right?
Yeah.
So if it's all throughout the year, and Rome is a great point of entry for airports and cruises and so on, that it will be busy in Rome. And, you know, and then if you're in Rome, you want to visit other places in Italy as well.
Yeah, exactly. Now, also the price of a Nexit card is going up, or has gone up.
It has gone up, and it was big. I thought it was big anyway. It almost doubled. It used to be around like $50 US, and now it's gone up to 120. And this new fee came in effect in October 2024. If you are planning to travel across the border, I have a Nexus card, and I like it. It's fast. It's efficient. I can get through customs pretty easily. I can move through the states pretty easily if I have a Nexus card, and into Mexico. So I like it. I you know, now 50 to 120, it is definitely something you have to think about.
Yeah.
But it is something that is encouraged to transit borders more quicker and efficiently.
Yeah, well, if you do go to the U.S. Often, then time is money, as they say. So if you think it's worth your money, then or your time, then why not?
Now, this is more for Americans, and it's called the Real ID launch. Have you heard of this?
No.
Right. So I guess it's a requirement for American travelers to, it's what they're hoping to do is finally go on the books in May, where their TSA is enforcing this requirement. And so it's going to start May 7th, 2025. And Americans, when they travel domestically, they usually can just show their driver's license for ID. And now, though, they have to actually apply for this real ID so that they're compliant with their driver's license so that they can travel domestically. And I think it's definitely a crackdown on, I guess, movement within the country, who's moving, who's legal, and who's not so legal. And when you're applying for the real ID, you're going to have to provide your full legal name, your date of birth, social and security number, and two proofs of address. And other requirements could be needed depending on the state. So with the new administration coming in and their crackdown on immigration and such, I think this is going to be something that people are going to have to pay attention to.
Yeah, just more little details that you need to know. And that's why you always say, and we always say, that it's good to have a knowledgeable travel agent on your side to remind you of all those things.
Right, because there's times where you go online and it seems like a really straightforward process to book yourself somewhere, but it doesn't tell you always, depending on the site, if you need a visa, if you need an ETA. Yeah, so it's very important that you know what documentation you need. One source that you can look at is called Sherpa, S-H-E-R-P-A, and that will tell you documentation and potentially medical, I guess, criteria that you may need
well,
to enter a
country. Some countries require you to have medical insurance, those types of things too, right? So got to have all your ducks in a row.
Yes, absolutely.
Ananta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. You can check out her website, onantaforbes.com. Good advice, Ananta. Thank you.
Thank you.